every time now I see the intro where it's like, whatever it takes, I think about that one Reddit guy that's like, my girlfriend is the butt on Degrassi.
Hey, fellow Degrass holes, and welcome to Last Shift at the Dot. What? Here we'll talk through Degrassi, the next generation, from beginning to end. We'll talk about the eps, the characters, the actors, and the drama. Drama. Drama.
Drama.
We're gonna give you what we're gonna are we gonna give you to you? Are we gonna give you what you came for? I don't know because I can't talk today. But we're gonna try to give you what you came for. Now, Morgan, are you ready to do whatever it takes?
I am ready to do what it takes.
Because
So good.
today it's us doing whatever it takes because unfortunately Perino and Nina and Natasha can't make it. So this is the two of us getting real deep, real personal.
Yep.
Shit gets real.
It's gonna get real.
We're just two sober people
It's
talking into
here.
microphones.
Yep, talking Degrassi, two adults in our 30s.
What are you drinking today, Morgan?
So I've got a little concoction here. It's Diet Tonic. It's my non-alcoholic gin. I put some frozen blueberries in there, so it has like a nice red, deep red color, and a little bit of blackberry seltzer water that I made with my SodaStream. So I'm totally, doing the whole pretending it's something that it's not. But hey, whatever. What about you? What are you drinking, Stefan?
I'm drinking seltzer.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing special, just some seltzer. I'm not even gonna pretend like it's fancy. I didn't do anything fun and mocktail-y with it. It's just carbonated water.
Hey, that's more fancy than regular water, so.
But it's not fancy like Fancy from the last episode.
Yeah, not fancy.
That was her name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, wait, hold on. What's his name? Called her Fanny. What's his name? Craig. And I was like, Fanny? Like what stripper's name's gonna be Fanny? That's not really a sexy name.
No, it's British for vagina, or it's just really old woman name.
Or didn't people here say it for your butt, too?
Yeah,
Fanny?
fannies are butts in the US,
Mm-hmm.
fannies are vaginas in the UK,
Yeah, your fanny's
which is
hanging out.
why we call it fanny packs because they're on your butt, but over there they call them bum bags.
Cute bum bags.
But no one wears fanny packs to the back anymore.
No, except for people who are running like
Yeah,
me.
I don't
Did
ever
people
see
used to
people
wear them like
running.
that back in the day? Like, no. Because I always thought it was your fanny pack because it was like resting up. I mean, because that's your fanny. You know what I mean? So that
Your
makes
vagina.
yeah, it's like resting on your fanny pack.
I guess, but then why would they call them bum bags over there?
That's so weird.
I always thought they like fanny packs were on the back. I've never worn a fanny pack in my life.
I love fanny packs.
You know, you could be a part of a Gen Z.
Yeah, or I could be a part. Hey, my dad wears fanny packs, so he calls it his
Or
pouch.
you could be an old ass man.
Exactly. Okay. Gen Z or a boomer.
You know, no in between. No in
No.
between. No. You're not Gen X.
No. I'm disappointed in Gen X. I mean, there's a lot that they're doing that I'm not okay with recently. So
Right, Pat Mastrioni.
it's inappropriate. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, inappropriate. So yeah, I guess we'll go to today's question. So to kind of tie today's question in with the episode, what do you feel is your most, I know this is gonna crash and burn relationship?
Like, what do I feel like out of my relationships?
Or like any relationship you've ever had. Like what's a relationship you've had that you were like, this shit ain't going nowhere.
Oh
I
God.
don't know why I'm still in it.
I mean, mine wasn't really like a relationship. It was more just like a friend with benefit, I guess. And it just was not going anywhere for many reasons. And I can list them all, or I can list a few. Let's see. The first one, the guy was homeless. All right, second one, he brought
Unhoused. Unhoused is
I'm
what the kids
sorry.
say.
I am so
I
sorry.
learned that from Good Trouble.
The man was unhoused, okay? Had a horrible relationship with his living brothers. Both his parents had passed. He apparently had said some really bad things to them before they died. I don't know. Secondly, you already know this. He came to our Christmas party and brought his quote-unquote childhood buddy, me, as a woman. in the bath or in the kitchen to let me know that he was fucking him as well. So it became a big messy situation, and I already knew that that was not going to come out and be much of anything. That was probably the one that was like, why am I still doing, like, why is this still happening? And it wasn't good. It was.
You know, hey.
Drama. I live for the drama, okay? So yeah, exactly. Yeah, what about you?
Well, I've had a couple, but the most recently, there was a gentleman who I was talking to, and he just let go a lot of little clues that are like, what? Like, the first, for anyone who's ever watched Buffy, his first thing was that Buffy and Spike were really in love, and I'm like, what? That was weird. That was the vibes they gave off wasn't love. It was fucking and aggression and eventually kind of rape. Then we were talking about Game of Thrones, and I don't know if y'all have all seen Game of Thrones out there in Degrassi land, but he goes, oh, that finale, I didn't see any of that coming. I'm like, dude, what?
Bless him.
Like, you, how did you not? The writing was on the wall for the past, like, honestly, since the beginning of the show. It was setting up for this. Like, you're not observant.
No.
And then that was my moment of being like, you know what? This isn't gonna happen. This isn't going anywhere. And then, you know, he messages me out of nowhere and we start talking again. I'm like, okay, maybe I was too hasty to cut someone off. I'm trying to be more open in my old age, right? Yeah. So as not to end up completely and utterly alone. And he's like, trigger warning. He goes, I want you to rape me. And I'm like,
no.
What?
Oh, no,
no, no,
no, no, no,
no.
Mm-mm.
Like,
no.
That is not my fetish. And you have to have a conversation with someone before you do. You have this, that kind,
you know,
of a conversation.
This is red flags left and right. Like,
red flags left and right. We're going on a date on Tuesday. I'm kidding. We're not.
Oh,
we're
my
not.
Gosh. Yeah. Don't give people the wrong idea.
Stay away. Not my thing. But yeah. So I guess with that, well, honestly, I didn't even think that was the story I was going to tell. I have no idea which story was going to come up, but I didn't think that would be it. So
hey,
I apologize,
you know,
to all
we're
y'all.
We're riding the wave right now, the sober wave, and this is us completely not under the influence of anything. So
I know. It's so hard.
Yeah, it's weird.
Ah.
I know. I'm like, this. It's just us and our thoughts. Like, what? And no alcohol. Hate it here.
And the weird thing is, I think neither of us are editing this episode, so whoever's gonna listen to this and make all the cuts.
Yeah, they're gonna be.
You're
like,
in for some shit.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. We get really deep, and we just start like sharing like childhood traumas and shit. We start like crying. Oh no! What if it goes that way? Let's not do that. Let's keep it fun and upbeat.
Whenever we think we're gonna cry, we'll just picture Toby's kissy face in the media version.
Oh God, I forgot he was in this episode already.
So did everyone who's ever watched this.
Fucking Toby.
God, he's the worst. All right, so we're outside of Degrassi Junior High/High/ Degrassi Community School, and the boys are playing some shirts on skins basketball, which I've never really understood.
Is that a big thing still?
I don't know.
Don't people just like have different jerseys they put on? Like, your red team, your orange team. Like,
Also, this was a 4-person basketball game. How do you not know who's on your team?
Seriously.
But Marco's all like staring hard at like Sean's prepubescent chest.
Oh.
And that is just, Lord. Some episodes are hard to rewatch as an adult who's not a pedophile.
Seriously, it's a weird time. Like, also, I mean, honestly, I don't know. All you see in that first episode or that first scene is like a whole bunch of bodies, which, but
all you see is Pete Davidson.
Oh, yeah.
So Marco's staring mad hard in like the creepiest way possible. And Sean's all like, pardon my language, viewers. This is a quote. What are you looking at, fag? And I'm like, really? Really, Sean? I get that you're like, you know, 8 Mile out here trying to be hard and shit, but let's cut the homophobic talk, shall we?
I feel like this episode, the homophobia, like, rampant, like, they, like, it just kind of came out of the blue, like, this language has never been used before, like, I was like, what the fuck, dude, like, it was just, like, aggressively, like, we're gonna go to this extreme because we're going to this, like, we're going here, like, did it feel like that for you? Like,
yeah, it was very intense about some things, and I feel like, maybe it's just me, but I don't think it was that intense when we were, like, fucking 12 and 14. Yeah, they're 14, right? Yeah, because they're in
I mean, like, everyone would be like, that's gay. Like, everyone said that, yeah. But I don't like, I mean, I don't know. I that it just seemed like really.
Maybe in Canada, shit went real, you know?
Maybe so. I don't know. But yeah. So.
So Marco's all caught off. Like, oh my God, I can't believe he called me that. And then Marco's all like, yeah, whatever. You want to see me take my shirt off now after they switch? And it's whatever. Marco lands a basket. Everyone's homophobic.
That's what he said. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, big fucking deal, Marco. And then he nervously looks around and whatever it takes.
I know. Like, okay, Degrassi, this, like, y'all, this intro, like, completely, like, okay, what's going on? This is something dramatic, but not this. We're going to have the upbeat intro. So, yeah, exactly. We go straight into it. I know. I can make it through.
That happened. They did their thing. It was according to what's it called? Reddit. It's some guy's girlfriend's butt.
Yeah.
And then the actual show starts. And by the way, follow our Reddit. Later that day, Marco and Ellie, they're just chilling by their lockers, and Ellie is like, "Oh my God, I don't look hot or whatever the fuck." And Marco's all like, "Don't. Why do you care what everyone thinks about what you look?" And she's like, "I only care about what some people look." So like. Like, Marco, she's really going hard on this.
Like, look, Ellie has her sights set on Marco, and she's not letting up. Like, she's like, you're going to be my man, like, one way or another. And it's really kind of cringy in a lot of moments, because it's just, like, dead silence after she's, like, very insecurely being like, I like you.
Yeah, it was, and Marco got out of there with the fucking quickness. He's like, Jimmy! Yeah, also, he was like, hey, Jim, and I feel like it's weird to hear anyone call Jimmy Jim.
Jim, I know, like, who are you? Like, a retired old-ass man, like, that mows your lawn every day?
Hey, Jim!
It's Jim! Yeah.
Yeah, like, that but yeah. So he backs off. Ashley's all like, hey, Ellie, girl. And Ellie's all like, oh my God, I never got a kiss from Marco. What's going on? And basically Ashley's all like, there's something up. I have a gay dad. I've got a sixth sense about these things. So we're back in class. Mr. Simpson's all like, Dr. Sally is coming back. What? Sue Johansson. He's about to teach these bitches about sex. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, this particular like session with Sue Johansson, I mean, it hasn't happened yet, so I'm cutting ahead. It's very much about the gays. Like, I feel like this whole episode is like gay shit, gay shit, gay shit.
Yeah. Well, even like what Simpson says when he's like, feel free, like, talk about like sex. You can ask about like same, what does he say? Like same sex partners or something like that. And that's when like stupid Spinner's like, that means two guys. Like same sex partners does not only mean two guys, dumbass. Like it means two partners. It means partners that are of the same sex. Like what? Like it's just like Spinner was just like all of a sudden like even more ignorant and dumb, and like it was just stupid. Like,
dude, I feel like Spinner basically goes the same way like Homer Simpson or like Peter from Family Guy or all of those like dumb dads from those cartoons go, where like they were dumb at the beginning but they keep getting dumber. Mm. Like how does someone get dumber?
Yeah, over time. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just because of, I guess, comedic relief or whatever.
But the funny thing is like Marco's been hanging out with y'all since before this time, so all of a sudden we're just like all homophobic and we're all saying this shit. I know there was that like small thing in Excitement Makes Me Fart or whatever when he said I forgot what he said, something dumb to Marco, and Marco was like, shut up, and it was like foreshadowing, but it just seems like all of a sudden it's like we're rampant. I don't know. It's so.
And you know what else is really fucking weird?
What?
Like, why are Jimmy and Sean hanging out? Why are they playing basketball together? I feel like they try to get, like, the most, you know, quote unquote, manly man kids to hang out for them. But, like, Jimmy and Sean hate each other.
Yeah, like, Jimmy wouldn't even go to Craig's little sleepover because Sean was going to be there. So.
Like, and now they're playing basketball together. And now they're, like, catcalling and shit.
Yeah, it's weird.
Very weird. I don't get it.
There's holes in this story.
There's a lot of holes. Yeah. There's a lot of holes.
There's some holes.
Like that movie with Shia LaBeouf. There's some holes.
There were holes everywhere in that movie. They were here and there. And that's the same with this plot. It's just holes. Holes.
Like if you look really carefully, you can see Shia LaBeouf in the background.
He is in the holes for sure.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, all right. So Simpson mentions that Dr. Sally's coming back, and Jimmy's all like, we already got the sex talk, and he's like, there's more stuff than just the sex talk. Like, this is your chance to ask more questions, like sexual relations, being gay positive, and to which Spinner's all like, You sure you don't mean HIV positive? And like, even Jimmy is like, Spinner, you're kind of fucking dumb.
Just shut up.
Like, and Simpson's all like, you know, all these things come from ignorance, and hopefully this will help you no longer be ignorant. But like, Spinner, like, not cool, Spin. Also, Simpson, I found out, is not homophobic because he has a gay brother.
Yeah, well, you said that, but then why was he looking all crazy before?
And that maybe he just didn't like Ashley's dad.
Maybe he knows Ashley's dad.
Yeah, he's like, Ashley's dad fucked with my brother's heart.
He's like, fuck that guy. Yeah, he ghosted him. Yeah, maybe that's it.
That's it. That must be it.
He's like, no, I'm an ally. He's like, I just don't like that guy.
Yeah, he's just the worst.
It's him.
I'm cool with the gay, it's just not that gay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, it makes a lot of sense. And he probably also then knew why Ashley's parents got the divorce before she did.
Oh, I'm sure.
He probably went over and he was like, hey, Curlin, girl, like, your husband's been messing around with my brother. And then he ghosted him. And Kate's like, what? And then Daddy and Mama Curlin got divorced.
And he's like, can I get some wings, though? I'm really here just to take some wings home. Hey, Jimmy. He's at Kate's place.
Like, so what kind of wings do you like? Like, I'm a real big fan of the honey ginger, you know?
Yeah. Can you make me some tequila lime?
You know, I'm really loving them lemon pepper wet, you know, fried hard.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Kate must go through so many wings.
Oh my gosh, bless her heart. She just has a huge, like, bag in her freezer, and she's just fucking constantly. You know what? I wish that we could send Kate a fucking air fryer. That would change her life, okay? She did not have one of those before. But I wish it was invented, because Kate would be living right now.
Dude, I just imagine, like, Kate comes home, like, with, like, four bags of, like, Costco-sized giant wings. Or, like, she's on her way to the checkout line, and they're like, ma'am, you can only get, like, 10 bags at a time. Why do you need 15? And she's like, Jimmy's coming home.
She's like, I need this, okay?
Listen, I've got to feed Jimmy. I've got to feed Jeff. I've got to feed Toby. I've got to feed Ashley. I've got to feed Terry. Sometimes I've got to feed Snake.
Yeah, she's like,
and I get like three wings to myself.
Yeah, you know, Spike can't cook, so I gotta feed her.
Mm-hmm. Luckily, she doesn't bring Emma.
No, yeah.
But sometimes she brings Manny.
And Manny, so Manny loves Manny. Wings too. Yeah, exactly.
You know,
she's like, she does like her wings giving. She does wings giving, and she's like mad stressed. She's like, oh my god. She's like, gotta thaw these out. She's like, where's my marinades? Like, she's just like completely all over the place.
All right, Ashley, you're on ranch. Toby, you're on blue cheese. Who's cutting the celery? Who's cutting the carrot?
I need hot sauce. Where's my hot sauce?
She comes back and she's like, why haven't the wings been taken out to thaw? Jeff, why haven't the wings been taken out to thaw?
Yeah.
Yes. Wingsgiving at the Kerwin household.
Yeah, Kate's place, okay? She makes good wings. And I want her wings. Like, I'm fucking hungry for them now.
You know, maybe it's time to go to Toronto. We should go to Toronto and open a restaurant called Kate's Wings.
Kate's Wing. Love it.
It's going to be big. All right. So, anyways. So did we have any of the Toby shit pop up?
I thought you were gonna go there when you said we were in class. I think we're there.
Oh
now.
Yeah. Oh no. We're almost there. We're almost there.
Okay.
There's
okay.
A lot. There's stuff that there's so much that happens before we even think about Toby.
Okay.
Now it's sex class time with Dr. Sally, which also happens to be in Mr. Armstrong's class. So he's just like, I gotta deal with these bitches.
When I know.
Talk about sex.
Bless him.
So Dr. Sally is talking about, you know, condoms. Everyone needs condoms. Mm-hmm. You gotta be careful whether you're in a heterosexual or in a same sex relationship. And Jimmy and Spinner start laughing like idiots, like, same sex. That means fucking dudes or whatever.
Yeah, it makes two guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then now everyone starts to have, like, questions and comments. And Paige is all like, my big brother is gay. He says he was born that way. And Dr. Sally is like, yeah, some people say it's genetic. And then Terry, it's interesting that, like, is Terry religious? Because she's like, is homosexuality a sin?
Maybe her dad is a little religious. Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. And that's why she's, you know, decided to put aside her religion and follow the path of the oracles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, because honestly, it would have made more sense for Terry to have gone, like, you know, goth and Wiccan than Ashley.
True. Well, Ashley's just trying to fit in. And then remember, Ashley says, she's like, when Dr. Sally, like, you know, some people believe that it's genetic and there's what they call a quote unquote gay gene. And then Ashley's like, does that mean that gay parents can have gay children? Or something like that, she says. And I'm like, I see you, girl. She's over here like, is that me? Because am I
gay?
Am I gay? Yeah.
I mean, maybe there is a gay gene, because shit, you know, Paige and Dylan, one family.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, and how does one know what the gay gene is? I don't know how to study, like, genes.
That was like years ago. So I wonder if, I mean, science, I'm sure, has completely evolved now from what they initially were thinking with that. But have people still looked that up? Like, are people still going down the hypothesis of there being a gay gene, are they still following that? I wonder. It's been so long. I feel like I remember there used to be like in the news, or we used to hear a lot about it, but I was a kid, and like now I don't know. What did they come to a consensus, and like no one told me? I just want to know.
I'm still not even sure, like, how the Gulf War ended. So don't talk to me.
That wasn't even a real war, was it?
I mean, was it?
I don't know, because I was born during. I know I was born during Desert Storm, and that was a war, but was it? Like what? Like what is?
I mean, there's a difference between like wars and military operations, and I think it has something to do with the Declaration of War and a bunch of shit. I just don't feel like Googling right now, because I didn't major in poli sci.
Hold on, Desert Storm. I think Desert Storm and the Gulf War are like the same thing. Because every time I Google Desert Storm, the Gulf War comes up.
For anyone listening, we are a lot smarter usually when we're drinking.
Okay, yeah. So Desert Storm was the operation of the Persian Gulf War. Okay, so we're literally, we're talking about the same shit right now. I don't know how did we get on war?
I don't know. We started with the gay gene.
Yeah, I have no idea how we got here.
Anyways, we're all talking about gay shit. Marco's looking like conflicted as fuck.
And they like zoom in on like Marco's face, and he's definitely like, his family's like pretty religious, right?
Yeah.
So he's definitely like thinking
his family's religious because he goes to church. He still goes to church every Sunday. And yeah. His dad is a little on the homophobic side with some of the comments that he made.
Oh yeah, he is.
Cut to media immersion. Kendra's sitting there. She's just trying to pay attention to this useless ass class that you have to take for 18 years. Mm-hmm. Toby comes to the window with his Toby looking ass face and starts to do like kissy faces in the window. And she's obviously annoyed. Like you can see it on her face. She's not being subtle. Mm-mm. Snake comes through and he closes the blinds, and Nadia's all like, oh, that's sweet. And Kendra's like, that's fucking not.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Like, really, Tom? Really? Like, who does that shit in class? Also, everyone can see. It's not like
exactly.
She...
Yeah. God, if someone did that to me, like, literally, I am running away and never talking to you again. Like, that's not cute. Doesn't make my heart melt. It embarrasses the shit out of me. And you did it in front of everyone else. That's not impressive.
We don't need this. Mm-mm. No one asked for this.
No, it's horrible and cringy. And I automatically hate you. Like, I stop liking you when you do some dumb shit like that.
I'm surprised that she didn't just like slap him.
And then after that, though, like Archie's like, Kendra, tell your boyfriend that this is my time, not his. Like, she got in trouble because of that. Like, that would be even more embarrassing. Like,
yeah,
no,
really, fucking Toby, he's the worst.
You're fuck out.
So, anyways, that was the first part of the B plot. Now, cut back to Dr. Sally's sex ed. Class is over. So, Dr. Sally is like, you got any questions? I'm here for you. Ellie's like, I have a question, Dr. Sally. Like, what if I like a boy and I'm not sure if he likes me? And Dr. Sally, poor girl, she's like, talk to him and then talk to him some more, which is her nice way of saying he's just not that into you. Like, Dr. Sally doesn't even have to know Marco's gay, but the way you're talking about it, Ellie,
yeah,
she knows that he's not feeling you.
He's not feeling it. So if you have a talk, like, maybe he'll be able to, like, you just need to know. You need him to say, hey, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Like, this kid is, like, he's not feeling you.
Oh, but the way Dr. Sally did it was just her, like, I'm trying to be nice, but not just say he's not into.
Yeah.
When adults know how things are really going to turn out.
They hear it. She heard it in the story. She's like, this is your friend. And she's like, yeah, I want to be more. And she's like, oh, girl. Okay, well, y'all need to be on the same page. Y'all need to talk.
Seriously. Like, and then everyone's leaving the class. They've got little packs of deodorant for the boys and little packs of tampons for the girls.
I'm like, okay, what does this have to do with the sex talk we just had? Because this is like you're going through puberty. So we're going to give you some like deodorant. And like, it's weird.
That was last year's change of life talk. We already did that.
But I guess
now like, everyone wants to hear about ejaculation.
You want some free stuff? Yeah. Like now we're supposed to be talking about sex. Unless they're like, you know, put some dryer sheets on your pits and some water on your hush in the bathroom of a pond. Yeah. Okay, sorry.
You know, I mean, hey, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. They're walking out and Finner and his infinite douchedom is all like, here you go, Marcy, to Marco, and like passing him the tamps. And it becomes another gay joke. And Marco's all like, no, man, quit it. Again, pardon my language. I hate facts. What they do makes me sick. And Jimmy's all like even Jimmy's like, calm your tits, Marco.
Okay.
And honestly, spoiler alert, y'all have all seen this episode. I don't know why I'm even pretending. This isn't new for anyone who's watched. If you listen to this podcast, you know. If Marco didn't come out at the end, like if Ellie didn't make Marco come out basically at the end of this episode, Marco was like 5 seconds from committing a hate crime because of like internalized homophobia.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Like that definitely, like he almost went the Riley route.
Yeah, he was like definitely like trying, like angry about it. Bless him.
Bless his angry heart. So B plot, Toby. Oh God, I just
still.
I hate my life.
Oh my God, this is the worst part of this B plot too. Like I wanted to fucking, I would have fought him because he's so condescending.
The worst.
And he's like mansplaining her. Just go ahead. Sorry. Let's go ahead and get into it because fuck this
all
guy.
Right. All right. So real quickly, Toby and Kendra are holding hands. Toby's talking all about Kendra's eyes. JT is all like, "This is gross. I'm getting the fuck out of here." Mm-hmm. Now Toby's all like, you were having trouble with English. So, and he whips out this fucking like big ass calendar. Like, I scheduled us like time to go over English, and I've scheduled us some break time too with these like kissy faces. And I think the calendar says like smooches or smooch time.
Oh God.
I know, right? It's just fucking disgusting.
Also,
and then
like, who the fuck schedules some like time like that? Like some break time. Like, no, you're working. Like the best way it happens is when you're fucking studying and you're all doing some, like you're looking at each other and it's cute, but then it kind of is like you're doing more like making out and, you know, feeling around or whatever the fuck instead of studying. Like it just kind of evolves, not where you're like, oh, it's 6 p.m. That's break time. Come over here, let's kiss. Like, what the fuck? Like,
that's some shit like 45-year-old married couples who haven't loved each other in a long time do. Like, oh, it's our night a week. It's Wednesday at 3.
We have
let's
sex
just
every
do
Wednesday.
This.
Let's do it. Like, you got 15 minutes. Kids will be up in and out. How long is it going to take you this time? 5? Okay, let's go.
I haven't orgasmed in 7 years.
Gosh, but George, no, I'm not trying to get pregnant again. Sorry.
I feel like we're in the middle of little fires everywhere.
Yeah, little fires everywhere. Yeah, that was
definitely. Big little eyes. Little fires everywhere. There's a bunch of fires.
The people, they're lying. Everybody lies. Like, fires, lies. Yeah.
Little people, big world.
All of
that too.
Little women. Yeah. 90 Day Fiance. Let's just go through them.
You know, I didn't know I was pregnant.
Good Trouble. That's not one, but hey, let's get there.
Oh, God. What was the one that was like a like TSA stories or some shit like that?
Like airport stories, TSA?
Yeah. Like there was a TLC show when TLC was just on the verge of starting to be trashy. Mm-hmm. That was like following around TSA agent.
Oh God.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I know. All it's right. No Secret Princess.
Why isn't the TLC good? It's not the Learning Channel anymore. What does that stand for now? Tinder, Love and Care? No. I mean, no. Well,
listen, I mean, they need to do what they need to do. Anyways, back to the stupid fucking B plot.
Oh yeah, we're still in it. Okay.
Yeah. So Kendra's like, this is my hockey practice time and I need that. And Toby's ass trying, I don't know if he's trying to be cute or condescending or what, but he's like, well, isn't your English homework more important, Kendra?
That pissed me off.
I almost fucking
English is more important.
Like I was 5 seconds from throwing my fucking shoe at the TV, and I'm not wearing shoes.
Yeah, go pick one up and throw it. That's what she was just like, no, like get the fuck out of my face. I don't want to do this with you. Like you're not my mother. Like he turned into like her mom. Like what?
What? Yeah, no, not cool at all. Not cool at all. And also, Toby, you should be glad you even have a girlfriend. No one loves you. No one.
Honestly, like And also, like, Kendra, girl, I'm surprised you're still with him after all this shit, because I would have been done after the first time you embarrassed me. Now you're being condescending and telling me that I need to do more, like, I need to study with you and, like, fuck my hockey and stuff. Like, I don't want to spend this much time with you, bro.
No one does. The only Literally, I'm sure your parents fought over which one of them was forced to have joint, like, custody. Like,
seriously.
His mom's all like, you take him, Jeff. And Jeff's all like, you take him, Anne-Marie.
Yeah, Anne-Marie's like, no, I just signed Terry not too long ago. We got like a big girl campaign or growl or whatever it's called. I don't have time for a child.
Big girl
campaign. Exactly.
Yeah. So yeah, that happened. He's basically Milhouse from The Simpsons. So it's media immersion. Snake is talking about some shit. Marco starts to, class is over. Marco's looking up Sue Johansson's website, all about homosexuality. I mean, Dr. Sally's website, mm-hmm. all about homosexuality. And Spinner and Jimmy leave, and they come back, and he sees they're coming back, and he's like, shit, my browser won't close.
That's
what's going on?
Yeah.
Like, it legit felt like he was looking at porn.
That's exactly how I felt. Like, I was like, shit. Like, it was like, it felt like he was looking at porn, and he could not get it to close. Or, like, mm-hmm. I was like, fuck. Yeah. It was stressful. Bless his heart.
Needless to say, he did not walk home with them because he was feeling some shit. And so, of course, on the cusp of his, like, super stressful, am I gay moment, outside, he and Ellie are on the bench, and Ellie's all like, so do you want to be just like, are we just friends or are we gonna fuck? Or yeah. I guess not, we gonna fuck, but like, do you want to date me?
Yeah, basically. And she's mm-hmm. like, here's the thing, I feel like she has literally asked him this how many times, not only in this episode, but like, there's been some iteration of, I like you, do you like me? Like, do you really like me? But do you really think I'm pretty? But like, do you think I'm hot? Like, am I your type? Do you want to be my girlfriend? I mean, my boyfriend? What the fuck? Like, she has asked him this so many times, and it's been like, I mean, like, yeah, like, you're cool. Like, yeah, you're a cool friend of mine. Like, it's just been like over and over and over. I'm like, girl, read the room. Like, at this point, I'm not asking you anymore, because if you wanted to be with me, you would have been with me by now. So,
and like, here's like the thing about Ellie consistently is she never knows when people don't like her that way, but she didn't know the one person who did, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Like, Jimmy was like fawning over her for weeks and shit, and she's like, oh, what? I thought we were just friends.
Seriously. Yeah. It's stressful. Weird. It stresses me out every time she keeps asking. I'm like, girl.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell it stresses out Marco too, because he's like, yeah, like, or no, or he's just like freezes. So go ahead, sorry.
No, I mean, exactly. It's like that moment where like someone says like, hey, we haven't hung in a while. Do you want to hang? And you want to say no, but you're like, sure.
Yeah, like, let me just double check. That should be fine. I think I should be free for that. Let me get back to you. But yeah, that sounds great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I miss you.
Buddy.
Yeah. Okay.
So they go to the movies. Ellie tries to hold his hand, and then Marco sneezes to make sure he can't touch her hand at the movie.
Well,
and Ellie has this look on her face that's just like,
I know. That look, you only have to do that to me once, and I know ain't no way in hell I'm ever trying that again. But here's the thing, does he grab her hand because she put her hand like kind of close to his, and he was like, oh, I should grab it, and then he fake sneezes? Or did
I thought she grabbed his hand, like they were like, their hands were kind of close, and then Ellie like grabbed his hand, and he's all like, nope, vagina.
Oh, okay. Okay, I thought that he grabbed it and then did that. Okay, either way, he does
either
that
way.
Sneeze. Yeah, because he puts his arm like around, and then he does like that sneeze, and it's just obvious that he's not feeling it.
It's like secretly you can hear him going, I don't want this.
Yeah.
You know, it was a whisper, but it sounded more like a scream.
Exactly.
So yeah, that happens. Next day, Ashley and Ellie are about to hang out. They're gonna do this huge group project. Terry's there. And by the way, Terry mentions that Jimmy is coming over, mm-hmm. which was something like small, but it's setting up what's gonna happen in like the next couple episodes between Ashley and Jimmy. Because apparently Ashley and Jimmy can stand to be around each other now.
Yeah, and Ashley's like, it's kind of weird having Jimmy there, and Terry's like, he's in our group, like, girl, like, we gotta do it. Also, your mom makes good wings, bitch, you know why he's there.
Exactly, like, she ordered a pizza, but the wings were waiting. Mm-hmm. Jimmy's like, oh, I know, she froze me some and saved me some for later. Yeah. There's a little plate that says Jimmy on it.
the chili, the spicy Thai chili ones. Those are my favorite. So she always leaves me some.
She makes homemade ranch. She makes homemade ranch.
Okay. Yes. Buttermilk ranch.
Oh God. Kate Kerwin, a woman after our own hearts.
I know. Ugh, gosh.
So anyways, Ashley's now walking with Ellie and she's like, oh my God, how'd the date go? And Ellie's like, it sucks. She's like, what? Like, I don't think he wants to be more than a friend. And then, you know, Ashley is like, Marco be gay.
Yeah. She's like, girl, I think it's time for you to, you know, maybe he just doesn't like girls. I mean, she's really, you know, it's just like a couple of episodes ago when Emma was trying to like be like honest with Manny. And I'm like, they really are doing this whole like friends coming through and being honest with their friends, but friends denying their, like turning down their advice and shit. They've been trying to do that a lot. But hey, Ashley's just trying to be real.
Yeah. And Ellie is just trying to be in denial. Like, this would really preface what we see with how she deals with her mom's alcoholism.
Yeah. Marco is straight.
Is he though? So cut to Kendra's locker. Toby is decorating it. He's got all these like things. He's got his Ashuhara, you know, posters or whatever the fuck. Like, Kendra's the greatest. Oh my God. Manny's standing by and she's like, this isn't going to work, Toby. And Toby's like, no, it's totally going to work. And he's like, I've been there, bitch. I've been there. Like, she's going to think you're smothering her. And Toby, who's been smothering her this whole time, is all like, no, it's not. Kendra's ass comes up to this locker, like the bad bitch she is. And just like the part where the lock is, she just like tears that, unlocks it, opens it. And she's like, yeah, thanks, whatever, bye. And Toby is heartbroken. But Manny's like, told you, bitch.
Yeah. I mean, he made like a fucking pillow or something with his face on it. And he's like, smile. Like, in what world would you think that would be okay?
Did he tell the photographer to take the worst photo of him possible?
Probably. Honestly, was it a professional photo or did he just get like a fucking disposable camera and did his own little selfie or some shit?
He was actually like, JT, take a hot photo of me.
JT, take this photo of me. Do I look good? And he's like, yeah, you look great.
Then he's like, Kendra, I'm going to send you some more sexy photos.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, God. I've gotten those. I've gotten those, and they were not sexy. That's a Toby. That person is definitely a Toby.
Should we tell the story?
As long as we don't have names and it's a little bit discreet, I'm down with it. I think we've already told the story.
Have we? We've told the story? Okay. Because I haven't heard it in our episode. So maybe
we cut it. Yeah.
Probably a good thing.
Yeah. I basically got a picture from someone and they were going to send me a sexy photo. And the photo they sent me was not sexy at all. It was scary. And it was definitely a Kendra and Toby moment of like, leave me alone. And actually that person, it's still a Kendra Toby moment because that person still texts to this day.
But like, even Kendra and Toby were at least boyfriend and girlfriend.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. There's nothing going on here.
I mean, also, thank goodness Toby didn't actually send Kendra a sext because they're, you know, 13.
No. Yeah, no, don't do that. Don't do that. No, no.
Like, y'all, don't, things we won't find out for another, like, 5 or 6 seasons. Don't sext as a child.
No.
It comes back to haunt you.
It does. And once you put something on the internet, it's out there. It is out forever. There. Yeah.
Of course, luckily, he didn't put it on the internet. His ugly non-sext photo was just a picture of him that JT probably took with a Polaroid.
Yeah, exactly.
God. All right, so cut to the locker room. The boys are all being boys, you know, locker room talk. It's not problematic at all. And Spinner's all like, hey, Marcy. Like, really, Spinner, let the joke die. Even Jimmy's like, let the joke die.
Yeah, like, it's old.
And then Marco's all like, well, whatever, because I've got a girlfriend and y'all don't have shit. And they're like, what? What happened? You went on a date? How far did you get? And he's like, we kissed, like, a lot. Like, we kissed, like forever. Oh my God, we kissed so much.
Our lips touched, and it was, like, all hetero. I'm so sorry.
Shout out to David Cass.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So they're all like, you fucking liar. You fucking liar.
It was just it was just funny because he was just like such a kid about it. Lie about stuff like, yeah, like, I've driven a Ferrari before and, you know, we had so much fun. And like, he was so obvious that he was lying. I just felt for him because he was really trying.
You know, poor guy.
Yeah.
Then they go outside and Marco goes up to Ellie and he's like, I think I forgot something last night. And he lays one big old kiss on her and she's all like, oh my God, Marco. She's and his boys are like, yeah. And what's it like? Sean's like, you. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. Sean, really? Also, yeah. Again, why is Sean hanging out with Jimmy?
Yeah, I don't know. Because the boys,
Craig?
Right? Well, true. Three boys is just like the boys, but more than that is the boys with a Z. So they wanted it to be the boys. So that's why they had to
yeah, boys.
The boys. Exactly. So they had to add him in.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Del Rossi. Del Rossi's the man.
Playa. Did someone say playa? Because I feel like one of them playa. Said playa.
Yeah, playa. Like what?
Mm-hmm. And this is like the one time in Ellie's life she didn't feel suicidal.
Yeah, she was seeing stars.
Oh, my God. Marco. He likes me. B plot, Toby's being a little bitch in class. He's like, Kendra's gonna break up with me. She hates me. He walks out of class. Kendra is like just running off a high. She just had a big win out in the soccer field. She's like, hey Toby. And he's like, what do you want? He is so incel-y.
Yeah, and fucking moody and shit. Like
so he walks off. Kendra goes back to doing her thing and just like he a little bitch.
Yeah.
So now we're at Ashley's house watching something on Nat Geo. And I just as they watch this documentary, I just want to make a major shout out to the writers and say thank you for our first Emma-free episode.
I was actually going to ask because I was thinking about it. I'm like, I don't think Emma's in this episode like at all.
I almost would have voted for best episode of the season for that fact.
Yeah, she hasn't pissed me off yet. I'm trying to think if there's anything she could have done.
I mean, there's always something. She probably could have done some shit to Toby. Mm-hmm. Like, Toby, you gotta tell her you love her.
I'm surprised. Like, is she not in it at all?
I was gonna, like, I mean, not to be a little bitch, but I feel like because Snake is there and the wedding episode just happened last one, maybe like Spike was like, well, Snake, you've got to work. I'm just going to take Emma on my honeymoon instead.
Maybe. I mean, it's not like she can drink. Drink package is pretty moot right now. So they'll go look at Mama Onu or whatever.
You know, Emma's like, I know a great place for your honeymoon. It's this wildlife preserve.
Mom, let's go get you a prenatal massage or some dumb shit. Yeah.
Let's go get lit. And by lit, I mean, look at the glowing starfish of the North Pacific. I don't know.
Let's study the bioluminescence of the beautiful animal, the beautiful sea life or something dumb. Yeah.
Look at the algae.
Yeah.
But anyways, so they're all at Ashley's. They're watching Nat Geo.
Who's Nat Geo? Is that like a new star? I've never heard of Nat Geo.
Didn't you know Nat Geo is one of those kids who's on for an episode and disappears?
Oh, Nat Geo. Okay.
Nat Geo. But they're watching Nat Geo with Nat Geo. Mm-hmm. Everyone's asleep. Ashley walks in and she's like, pizza's here. She goes, Ellie's all like, can I use your bathroom? And she goes upstairs and she gives Marco this look.
Come up here.
And Marco's like, can I get some water? And Ashley's like, I'll get it for you. She's like, no, I can get it myself. And Marco, in the most nondescript way, goes upstairs after Ellie, to which Ashley's all like, I didn't know my kitchen was upstairs. And honestly, I just kept on reenacting all of the scenes in the Ecstasy episode with Ashley telling her joke. Like,
yeah.
The pizzas are here and Ashley thinks she's hilarious.
I mean, is this like the first time? This is like the first time everyone's back at her house.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, with the bathroom being upstairs, she's going to go get a drink of water or out the toilet.
Yeah. She was still being a hostess, though. So she loves to party plan. She got the pizzas. She was going to get the water. So some
Jimmy
things
knows never that changed. Wings are hidden.
Yeah. Yeah. And her and Jimmy still aren't together. So some things still the same.
Mm-hmm. Kate misses him.
Yeah. My son, my true son.
You know, but then, all right. So they're all up. Oh, damn. I think my phone fell.
Oh, no. Get your phone.
Oh, no. Get my phone. So Ellie goes into Ashley's room. Marco follows right after. And Ellie's like, we down to clown, motherfucker. You know?
She jumps on him, too. Like, she goes for that kiss. And he's like, wait a minute. He's like, whoa.
Like, oh, you're going a little too fast.
He's like, but done a business.
Then she's like, let's sit down. And Marco's starting to cry. Ellie's like, fuck. I don't want to ever admit to Ashley that she's right, but Ashley is right.
Yeah. She kind of starts asking questions like, is it me? Am I not beautiful? There she goes again.
He's like, no, Elle, you're beautiful, but am I hot? And my first thought on this was like, no 14-year-old will ever be hot. 14-year-olds are not hot.
Is that, was that like prime talk back then, I guess?
I guess, but like, maybe it's because I'm not a pedophile. The idea of a 14-year-old being hot is gross.
I mean, yeah, me too. I'm definitely not about that.
Like, I'm looking at her and I'm like, girl, you're a child. You're a baby.
She's a child. Like, why do you keep asking, am I hot? Be like she's so pretty. Here. Yeah, it's so funny. This is such a big change from the episode when Ashley was, you know, when Ashley didn't get her piercing to how homegirl is now. Like, Ellie was so different then when she was like getting all her piercings and being like this, but now she's like super like mean.
Insecure and timid.
Do you like me? Do you want to like be with me? I'm like, girl, come on.
He's like, I want to be with you. Yeah. You know, but basically he's all like, I'm gay. And Ellie is like,
well,
can't do it anymore. I guess I'm going to have to fall in love with someone else who doesn't love me.
Peace. Yeah. Miss Craig. Basically. Like, well, there we go.
All right. Cut to the next day at Degrassi. Toby's taking Kendra's pictures out of his locker because he's a mopey bitch. Mm-hmm. Kendra comes up and is like, what the fuck, Toby? What the fuck is going on? And Toby's like, you don't like me. You don't want to be near me. And she's like, bitch, I like hanging out with you, but not all the fucking time.
Yeah.
I need some fucking air.
Seriously.
And then she kisses him, which is weird.
Yeah, because he says, like, I get it over with. Like, you're going to break up me. And she's like, there you go again. Like, you always put words in my mouth and you always fucking assume. But she should have. She should have been like, you know what? You're right, fucker. I am here to break up with you because I thought you were somebody else. And like, and then teach him the lesson. But she doesn't do that. Like you said, she kisses them.
I mean, she really deserved better. Like, they fucked Kendra up so hard the entirety of her run because she had so many badass moments and could have been a fully fledged character.
Yeah.
But then they stuck her with like fucking Toby, and that's the downfall.
The end. Yeah. The beginning of the end was that. Like, why?
You know what would have been like interesting? If like they really should have started getting into love triangles in younger Degrassi, because I feel like if Kendra would have started to like maybe go with JT.
Okay. I was thinking Kendra and Sean would have been cool too.
They would have been like a badass couple.
Right? They would have been a really good couple. Like,
ooh, especially like later on Sean, when Sean was like getting into trouble and shit. I feel like Kendra would have been like, you know how like Liberty always tries to sandy herself up from Greece?
Yeah, yeah.
Kendra would have rizzoed herself up.
Oh, she would have been, yeah. They would have been
smoking in the bathroom.
Like, they would have been good together. Mm-hmm. But like, still, like, I feel like she still would have been helping like Sean to kind of stay on the right path though, and be like, not like how Toby was like, oh, your grades are slipping or anything, but just being like, let's go study, like, and then maybe we can fuck, but not in the way like he did. But yeah, they would have been cute together.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, really, you could have paired Kendra with anyone up except for Toby.
Yeah, they did her dirty.
They really did. They done did her dirty, girl. All right, so we're at Marco's locker. Jimmy and Spin are all like, oh my god, what happened? Your extended bathroom session. And Marco's all like, yeah, I'm the man. But what they call him? Marco Del Studley.
Oh my god.
God, teenagers are the worst.
When they first came up, like, didn't they, he like kind of froze, and like Ellie was the one who like jumped in and was like, yeah, we did all the nasty stuff. Like,
Yeah, that was real weird. Ellie went in and she was all like, she was kissed on him and was like, yeah, tonight I'm a naughty girl.
That's mine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, she's basically like that song Nasty Girl by Vanity Six. For those who don't know, Google Vanity Six Nasty Girl. but yeah, so like I have here in my notes, Ellie loves playing Captain Save-A-Ho.
Oh yeah.
She's like, I'm here for you. She's like, and after this, we can go to the LGBT center.
Like,
and
I'm like, I'll hold your hand. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, don't worry, girl. I got you. And Marco's all like, you know, maybe not right now. And she's like, yeah, but I can't keep up this lie forever.
Yeah.
But like, Ellie did that with Marco. Ellie did that with like Craig and his shit. Mm-hmm. Ellie's quick to like, let me save you. Let me save you. Let's be your hero, baby.
I can be. Well, and you think about it with her mom, it makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, she's so used to doing that. Like, so she's like, yeah, she's like, I save everyone, but who saves me? Until she runs into the water.
And then, then we pretend that Degrassi went to Hollywood, never happened. That didn't happen. It's not canon. But yeah, and that is the end of the episode. Yay! Woo!
We did it!
We did it! We made it through!
We made it through!
So, you know what time it is.
Yep.
Who is, bum bum bum, the Claire?
To be freaking kidding me!
Did you flick a switch and erase me from your memory?
Well, excuse me for having loftier ambitions than just some pedestrian high school assignment.
What are you doing here? What are you doing here?
Damn.
I mean, I've got a, in my mind, I've got a clear, easy one.
I've got a few. You go first. I've got a few.
Toby.
Okay.
Like, I mean, Toby, just, he, everything he did was just so completely and utterly self-involved and not paying attention to anyone else's needs or wants but himself. Plus, he's the worst. I can just go my entire life and never have to deal with Toby. Like, other people had some things, like spinosaurophobia.
Yeah.
Cool.
That was one, but that was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Marco.
Ellie's annoying ass.
Ellie's annoying ass.
Marco's self-hate. There was a lot of, I mean, I honestly, this was an episode full of Toby's, except, I mean, Toby's full of Claire's. So yeah, I would agree that Toby is just the fucking worst, dude. He cannot read. Like, he's just the worst. He just really, like, he suffocated her. I have no idea why she stayed after that. Like, I would have been done with him. Done.
Kendra girl, maybe you're the Claire for not getting the fuck out of this.
Seriously, you must be the Claire. But like, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Toby's.
I'm trying to pin it on Emma. She's not even in that
choice, so. Emma found her way out of it. She's like, you're not going to catch me, bitch.
She was sick. She did something, I'm sure. It's fine. She can take a break.
She was actually like emailing members of the cast. She emailed him, like, Marco, this whole paper on how gays are going to hell.
Yeah, like, you know? She's the one. Yeah, she did something.
She secretly went up to Spinner and was like, you know, everyone thinks you're gay.
Yeah.
Trying to like activate that shit. Yeah. She goes up to Toby, like, Kendra's about to leave you. You need to hold her close.
Yeah.
And then she goes up to Kendra and be like, ah, don't you just feel so smothered sometimes?
Shouldn't you like break up? And then like she goes to Ashley, like, doesn't it feel weird just to have Jimmy at your house all the time?
Mm-hmm. He's like, then she goes at the Kate Kerwin and is like, you don't need to make wings. They can order pizza.
Yeah. She's like, your wings aren't even really that good anyways. I heard them say they don't really like your wings. So don't worry about it. Just order pizza.
You what know, if, Antonio's.
I was going to say, what if she ordered Antonio's? Like, then she'd be the Claire for that shit. You know that Jimmy eats that shit every day. And you brought home that pizza when you know he was looking for his wings.
Dude, and the thing is, you know that, like, what's it, how memory is like responds to sense. The moment he smells Antonio's pizza, he just feels alone.
He feels alone in his dark house again.
He's crying.
Oh my gosh. It's Antonio's pizza for sure.
That Ashley was probably trying to do that. Like, if he's sad, then he won't try and get back together.
Yeah. Wow. Everyone's horrible.
Everyone's but horrible.
It's officially Toby.
It's officially Toby. Yay. Unanimous between the two of us.
Yay.
So I guess our social. Morgan?
Sure. For Instagram and Twitter, you can catch us on at Last Shift Pod. Email is lastshiftatthedot@gmail.com, or our webpage is lastshiftatthedot.com or lsatd.com. Reddit, we will be posting on Instagram to come soon. And if you would like to send us money for wings, White Claw, drinks, any Kate's wings, pizza, we will love it. We will take it.
We won't cry like Jimmy did.
No. And yeah, other than that, I think let us know who the Claire was for you for this episode on Instagram. And that's it. That's it for me.
So from us here at the Dot to you out in the grassy land, aka Toronto, or maybe New York, or maybe California, or possibly Chicago, Texas, the Atlantic Ocean, wherever Mama Onu live, we know you can make it through.
The bass drop, boom, boom, double music. You gave me a social degree.
A social degree. You got a degree in
I got a social degree, yes.